Erevin Perik Beis, Mishnah Hey 2-5. The focus of this Mishnah will go back to the topic we had in Mishnah Gimel about carrying inside a large area like the Karpef, the storage facility, or the Gina, the garden, that wasn't Hukuf Ladira, that although it has walls around it to make it a technical Rishus HaYachid, but no one actually lives there. So back over there in Mishnah Gimel, we said you could carry in such a place provided that it is no larger than 5,000 square amos. Besa Saim, to Besa. So we go back to that over here. Now, just keep track. There the thought was, if it was Hokaf Ladira, if someone lived there, it was enclosed for the sake of living, then you could carry even in a larger area than Besa Saim, 5,000 square amos. If it wasn't Hokaf Ladira, if it's simply a storage area where no one lives, so then you're maxed out at 5,000 square amos. Now, at the end of the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet, we had Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who had a chumrah. His chumrah was that you can only use the pase biyaros for a public be'er, a public well, and that's all. So here the Mishnah says he had another chumrah, and the chumrah he has is going to now reflect back on the halachas of the Karpef and the Gina. The Mishnah says, Va'od ama Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda had another thing that he said, meaning another chumrah, that Hagina va'Karpef, when it comes to the Gina and the Karpef, the garden and the storage facility, Shehen Shivim Ama Vishiraim, or Shivim Ama Vishiraim, if it's literally 70 and a bit by 70 and a bit amos, meaning even if it's less than 5,000 square amos, if it's Mukafis Geder, Gavo Asar Tfachim, even if it's walled in with proper machitzos that are 10 Tfachim high, so we're talking about an area, a smaller than 5,000 square amos area, and it has proper machitzas, but no one lives there. So he's going to hold, you cannot carry in such a place because no one lives there unless there's some minimal amount of residency. So what would that mean, a minimal amount of someone living there, residency? Hukuf Ladira, enclosed for the sake of someone living there. It's Mataltim Basoho, you could carry there, says Rehudim Abava, provided that, Ubilvad Sheheba Shomera. You have to have at least like a hut there, something like, you know, like the watchman would sit in that hut to look over, to watch the storage facility or to watch, you know, the pumpkins growing or something. Or base dira, or if there's actually a bona fide like shed for living in, like a cabin for living in, not a shed, a cabin. Or should hey smuch la'ir, or if it's really abutting the city, if it's abutting the city, people come and go frequently, so really it's like an extension of their homes, if you will, like a backyard, and that being the case, you could carry in there. But in all three of those cases where there's some level of residency, because you have, you know, you have the hut or the cabin, or it's close to the town, even then you only can carry in the Gina, the Karpef, up to a size of 5,000 square amos. Bigger than that, you may not carry there. Okay, so it's very strict indeed. That's Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava's Shita. Now we're going to have three more Shitas regarding when you can carry inside an area that's not Hukuf Ladira and the Gina, the Karpef. Rabbi Yehuda is the next. Rabbi Yehuda essentially agrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava that you cannot carry in a Gina or Karpef bigger than 5,000 square amos. And even less than 5,000 square amos, you can't carry there unless there's some semblance of residency. But his threshold for what constitutes Hukuf Ladira, something for human residency, is lower. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu ein ba ela bor os vesiach uma'ara. Even if all you have in that Gina, the garden, or in the Karpef, the storage facility, is a water cistern, a bor is a round cistern, a siach is like a ditch, a ma'ara is like a cave with a roofed area, and all those, they're basically to store water. Since they're there for water storage, people come and go relatively frequently, that's sufficient to be considered to be Hukuf Ladira for people's regular use, kind of the same way that if it's samach la'ir, if it's close to the city, people come and go frequently, and that's considered to be for residency. So as long as there's some water facility over there, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could carry in that place, again, only up to the area of 5,000 square amos, not more than that. That, up to that, however, Metaltlin Besocho, you can carry within it. Rabbi Akiva, the third Shita here. Rabbi Akiva Shita is essentially the Shita we saw back in Mishnah Gimel, which is Afilo Einba Achas Mokol Elu. It doesn't matter if there's none of these things. I mean, there's no residency whatsoever. Metaltlin Besocho, you could carry inside of it. In other words, like we saw before, up to 5,000 square amos, you can carry as long as there are proper machitzas, even if no one lives there. Ublavaj Yeheva Shivim Amo Shiraim, Al Shivim Amo Vishiraim. Provided that it is no bigger than 5,000 square amos. Now, shivam ama, which is 70 amos al pshirayim, means 70 and 2/3. So meaning if the area is no bigger than 70 and 2/3 amos on a side, so then you'll be able to carry there even if there's no residency whatsoever. Now, that essentially is identical to the sheet that we had back in Mishnah Gimel. But the Gemara asks, why would we repeat the sheet again here? And the answer is there is a slight difference. The 72/3 is meant to be an approximate square root of 5,000, meaning if you have a square whose area is 5,000 square almost, that means each side of the square is basically 70 2/3 almost. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, 70 2/3 is actually a precise number, and if you take 70 2/3 and you square it, you don't get quite to 5,000, you're left at 4,994. So Rabbi Akiva Shita is a tiny bit more machmir than the Tanakama, meaning you have a 6 almost square almost less that you can carry in. That's the threshold as at 4,994 square almost. Okay, now the next shita we have is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds, Imhaya arko yaser al rachba. He says, if it's not a perfect square, so then afilu ama'achas, even slightly imperfect, ein metaltin mazocha, you can't carry within it, which means that you're only allowed to have an area that's 70 2/3 on a side, and that's it. That's maxed out. So you, for argument's sake, we said that the chatzer in the Mishkan was 50 by 100 amos, which is 5,000 square amos. That was the basis for the Beis HaSaim Shir we had. That was on Hukaf Ladira. No one lived inside the chatzer, and you could carry there. So Rabbi Eliezer says that's all very nice, but you wouldn't be able to carry in such an area, Midr Rabbanan, because it's not perfectly square, and 100 amos is too big of a length to rely on the mechitzas. It feels kind of like a palagaria, like a carmelis, and you can't carry there. So if it's not square, you're maxed out at 70 2/3 on a given side. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. And one more Shita, Rabbi Yossi Shita, who says, Afilu arka pishnaim barachba, even if its width is twice, its length is twice as width, then still metaltan or so, sorry, metaltan besocho, you still could carry inside of it. Meaning, Quentin Rabbi Yossi, since we have a precedent of the Mishkan, so we will allow, which was twice as wide as it was long, was 50 by 100. So he says up to a rectangle, which is twice as wide as long, meaning up to 100 on a side, we would let. But if you have a rectangle which is thinner and longer, so then you're maxed out at 50 on the one side, and more than that, you wouldn't be able to carry. If it'd be like, you know, whatever, 40 by 120, so even though that's only 4,800 square amos, nope, 120 is too big, you could not carry in such an area, says Rabbi Yossi. Okay, fine, so all the shitas on what the sizes are, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, meaning you indeed don't need to have to carry in an area up to 5,000 square amos that's not Hukaf Ladira, you still could carry in it, even though no one lives there, no water reservoirs, no huts, etc. But only if the area is at max 50 by 100 amos. Bigger dimensions than that, even if the total area is less than 5,000, is too long and skinny, and when it feels like a too big a place, not like a private Rishas Yachid, and therefore you couldn't carry there if not Hukaf Ladira, if no one lives there.